Dala Tugs in on the ones and twos, ZSA on this one, as well as called Sohlala Songe. For the next couple of minutes, absolutely. Thank you very much for choosing us. Raza FM at Mornings, it's all things parenting this hour. Is the young woman who says, I don't want to be a mother, less of a woman? We had this conversation last week. But today we have a conversation with our social worker, Tulika Gaza, as she delves deeper into pressure versus desire when motherhood is expected but not wanted. We, of course, did have the conversation last week but had network problems and had to cut the conversation short. But because we know this conversation is so important, we thought to have it again. I mean, motherhood, you know, is often seen as the natural next step for women. But what happens when a woman simply does not want children, yet faces overwhelming pressure from family, culture, or even religion? Now, according to a study by the University of Pretoria, over 60% of women surveyed in South Africa reported feeling societal pressure to have children, despite many expressing doubts or a lack of desire to parent. And this mental health impact of this pressure can range from anxiety to depression and deep identity struggles. So we unpack this with our social worker and trauma counselor expert, Thuli Gagaza. Thuli, welcome to Rise FM again. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. But I think the first question I want to ask, and I know I didn't ask this last week, do men ever get asked or pressured to have children as much as people would pressure a young woman?
Oh, good morning to you and your listeners. And hey, I like this question. So to answer it off the bat, no, as far as the comparison is aligned, but in general, do they also get the pressure? Absolutely. In my experience and what I understand, they usually get the pressure from their parents, usually the moms.
Sure.
To have a grandchild, I want a grandkid, I want a grandson. You know, you're so focused on your work. That's not uncommon for men to also hear. But as far as in comparison to women, absolutely women are getting that pressure the most.
Well, why does society still attach a woman's value so strongly to motherhood, especially in African or traditional contexts? I mean, if a woman doesn't have a child, we don't see her as much of a woman.
And you know, the depth of this question is embedded in culture and religion. And it has a lot to do with the intent to have lineage carried through. If we take it from a historical African perspective,
yeah,
it's such that through having children, we expand a family's lineage, right? And so the intent then is that the woman carries the family, helps carry the family name, by having kids, and therefore for the man, that name and that seed spreads further, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why many years ago also women would have a lot of kids, also, you know, 11, 7, and the health system also, I must say, and perhaps even the food at the time was a bit better off in terms of handling that. And yes, it's debatable. So everyone listening, I know they're thinking, no, I grew up in a family of five, but it's not cute. I get it. I completely respect that. But I do also know historically that has a lot to do with it. It's about carrying the family lineage.
I mean, Thuli, can we talk about the emotional and psychological effects that you have seen in women who have been pressured into motherhood against their true desires?
Ooh, this one will come in multifold. There's the emotional side effects where I'm forced to have a child I may not be ready for financially, physically, mentally, and, you know, emotionally, as I started off with. And what that does is then, fine, you guys want a kid, here's your kid. And there's a detachment then from my interest in connecting and nurturing the child. Or you said you wanted a kid and I give you a kid, but I'm raising this child alone. And that can lead to the mental decline as far as depression and major anxiety. Now, here you are saying you want a third one. I mean, the first one was a willing participation. The second one was more you saying. This third one, at this point, I'm judging myself. And that has a lot then to alter also with self-esteem, because the body changes every time we carry. so do our hormones. And that's also what's a large chunk of what affects us after we've carried, or when we're carrying, and even after we've carried children.
And so how do we then, you know, create or confidently set boundaries when family, friends, when they keep asking, when are you having kids?
I think, you know, the most significant thing is awareness. And when I say awareness, I mean we need to stop having babies just because it's so much more than that to raise. As I touched on, the psychological, the physiological, the health, and the mental side also always take a hit, and the finances thereafter. We need to have a broader knowledge and understanding about what it takes to raise a child beyond the need for community and family and support. But there's the physiological things that people go through. And some bodies do struggle, not forgetting also that bearing children and bringing them to our earth after they've already formed in your womb is a matter of life and death, both for mother and child. And that's not something to take lightly, for one. The financial implications that come with complicated births means long-term medical care required. Our public health care system, I've heard very many wonderful things around birthing when it comes to that, but also it also means they have a saturation, which means a lot of people are there already, and we always have a scarce in terms of human resource now, might be a bit of a challenge when it comes to that. So there's so many other things that must be considered when it comes to having children. It cannot just be about carrying a family lineage or I just want a kid. They're not a Barbie doll. They're a human being that's going to be dependent on you for your entire life. Boundaries must be informed decisions that are being made around childbearing.
But I mean, Tuli, do you think that the African society will ever get used to, one, boundaries, will ever get used to women saying, but I don't want to have a child and this is what I'm comfortable with?
I think society is adapting. I think society is adapting. It's not everyone on board because, you know, the thing about changing generational trends is that they take time, because it takes about a decade to a century and multiple of those before we can get to that. So we still have people who are from that generation that believes in this discussion we're having around imposing and enforcing and strongly pushing women towards bearing children. So as long as those mentalities have been groomed into people and the people who bring them are still here, it's going to take time. So gradually society shifts as we also continue to have conversations around things like this. But what I see on social media, I can say there is a shift that's transpiring, but there are still also the views that still hold that, yeah, but still you need to have a kid for your family. But as I mentioned, it comes with a lot. And more than anything, guys, people's lives are valuable. The same way that an infant's life is significant, so is the people around who need to be raising that particular infant in a good, healthy home.
Absolutely. I hear you say we can, but now I ask, how can we, especially as a society, start shifting that narrative and normalize the idea that not all women need to become mothers? And I use that word need because, I mean, you tell somebody, I don't want to become a mother. Bakutshela ukuthi there's no way. Indodakho uma ushayile uyosala nabani? How is it possible? Awufuna kuba ngimake. So how do we shift that narrative?
Conversations. Very tough, uncomfortable ones, but it's those conversations. Because also it happens that the relationship starts off with that, oh no, I respect your view. I absolutely agree. We're building. You know, she'll probably change her mind. And that's part of our biggest thing around relationships is that we tend to think we can change a person's mind. And then we blame the person for upholding the thing that they said. Right. And so having the tough conversations around, that's not something I'd like. Are you certain that you're comfortable with that? And, you know, unfortunately and fortunately, this is a conversation that's going to need to be held over and over and over again, especially in a couple where the views might be separate. But also, if you know for yourself from your value, your belief and your preferences, you want to have children, then don't be with someone that you know that they're not willing to have a kid, whether it's the husband or the father or the mother.
Yes.
I think that's a very important thing, because this is also where the mental health aspect gets impaired, because now I'm changing myself to accommodate you, and ultimately I end up resentful of you for putting me in this situation. And that completely creates chaos. And here we are again with another, in inverted commas, typical African family or family in South Africa where there's one parent that's raising the kid.
Trudy, let's park it here for today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Where can we find you? Social media, websites? Give it all to us.
All right. Thank you so much. You can find me on social media on Facebook. I'm also there on TikTok, as well as you can send me an email on Thuli Consults if you'd like to have a conversation, book yourself a wellness appointment, thuliconsults@gmail.com, or you can put me a message on WhatsApp Business on 069-622-2902. And thank you again for always having life-altering, and in this case, generational-moving kind of conversations around parenting.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Look, if you don't want to be a parent, don't be a parent, and be with someone who shares the same values or shares the same opinions that you do. I absolutely agree with Thuli. It's Rise FM.
When the sun shines, Rise FM shines even brighter. Join us for a summer soundtrack that'll make your days even sunnier.
Rise FM, this station is a Kompumalang.
Rise FM, more than just music.
Godang Molezane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday. Rise FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga, Azimisha.